to do it that Rav Huttner and his mishpacha were hijacked when they were flying on a plane from Eretz Yisrael. They were hijacked by Jordanian terrorists and flown to Jordan, and they were held there for a long time, and it was a very difficult ordeal for him and all the people on the plane. And during that tkufa, Rav Huttner's son-in-law, Rabbi Yonason David Shlita, asked him, he said, what are you thinking? What's going through your head at this time when we're living through this difficult tsara?" And Rav Huttner said that he's thinking of Rashi Nivamis and Daf Mem Zayin. What Rashi was he referring to? So the sugi over here in the bottom of the Amud Gemara brings down the what exactly you tell a ger? What is the ger shebalei guy? What is the process of being megayer him? So one of the things you tell him is iyata yedesh yisal bezman hazeh devuyim tchufim schufim turafim. You let him know that yidden, you know, bezman hazeh and gullus, they have a very difficult time. They have yisurim, they're very low. It's not an easy life to be a yid. And b'yisurim by an alam, imayim, if he says yedeh ani v'eni kedai, if he says I know, I'm aware that that's what you didn't go through, v'eni kedai, and I'm not roy to have that, mekabel naisim yad, then you mekabel him. So what does it mean? What's the solution? Yedeh ani v'eni kedai? So Rashi says, the davar nifl over here, b'dibra maschel v'eni kedai, he says, v'eni roy lishtatef v'tzaras, and I'm not roy to be mishtatef in the tzaras of klai, so mi yiten eskelchach halavai should be zeichet to be mishtatef in their tzaras. So Rav Huttner said that you see from here that being able to be mishtatef in the tzar v'yid, the yisurim v'yid, is not a pashut thing, but fakert, it's an honor, it's a covet, it's a gevaldik zach, it's a gevaldik schus, to be able to be seivel, the yisurim of Klai Yisrael, the yisurim of Yidden, and a guy has to be in the madrega to be willing to be mishtatef in that in order to be able to be megayer. And Rav Huttner said that was what was going through his head at that time. It's yisurim, it's difficult, but to understand the yisurim of Klai Yisrael, it's a gevaldik schus, it's something that you have to be roy, you have to be zeichetu, it's not something pashut. And that it was what was going through his head at that time. I saw a similar thing in the Sefer Eilis Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak Alster. He brings down on page Chav Gimel that there was a time when the Germans offered money, reparations, not, you know, a certain amount, but then they offered even more if the survivors would be willing to remove the numbers from their arms. They would offer more money for that. They wanted to remove any zecher to what they did. And Rav Huttner was very misnaget to this. And he felt that it should not be removed. And he explains over there that part of the reason was based on this Gemara, that having that number was, it's an ice covet, it's a simon of honor. It's not chalila, something to be embarrassed of, but fakir, that's the covet of Yisrael. It's the covet, the nebuch, what these people had to go through. But to be able to be part of the Yisurin of Klai Yisrael, to mishtatuf et sarasan, that is something which is a schus, that's something to be proud of, and not something to be embarrassed of. That's the gemalik chiddush over here, this Rashi, that to be zeichet, to mishtatuf et sarasan shei Yisrael, is gemalik schus. We shouldn't know from tzaris, we shouldn't know from Yisurim, but when Yisurim happened to Klai Yisrael, it's because of the tremendous avodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, and to be able to be zeichet, to be part of that, is a gevaldik schus, and that's the first step which is necessary for a ger to be able to become a ger.